Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight we're Bez Hashem continuing Siman Shin Chaf, and tonight we are doing Si'ifim, Vav, and Zayin. So let's begin Shin Chaf, Si'if Vav. This is page Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, a very short and direct Siman, Si'if rather, Mutu Lischa Limanish. You're allowed to squeeze lemons on Shabbos. What? You're allowed to squeeze lemons on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Berurah B'Lashonenu Citrin. In our language, it's citrus fruits. Vayinu Afil Lamashkin, even to make lemon juice. Even though this is a type of fruit that you would squeeze during the weekday as well, since the purpose of squeezing lemons is not because anyone ever drinks lemon juice, it's just meant to use as a dip, to dip food in, it has a din like other peros, not a din like tutim v'rimonim. Rukanal b'sif aleph, like we said in sif aleph, that category 3 of peiros is mutter to squeeze. Vafilu imaderech l'saftan b'chol l'toch mayim shenosu b'hem tzukar lishtos l'tanug. And even if you make this special beverage where you squeeze lemon juice into water and sugar, what we know of as lemonade, mikol makom nogin olam nahakel lasuze b'shabbos. Nevertheless, the minhag ha'olam is to make it on Shabbos. Ve'efshe mishum d'lo mitzar el k'shederach lishtos me'schitas ha'pri gam b'lo tarov is mashka acher. Because it could be that the only time something would fit into category 2 is if it's a derech to squeeze it and drink it as is, as a fresh fruit juice without mixing with other ingredients. But no one drinks fresh lemon juice. You only drink it if it's mixed with other ingredients. Inami that maybe the only iser is if it's the kind of thing that you would squeeze on its own and you would just package it and put it aside as a lemon juice and then maybe later mix it. But if it's the kind of thing that you would squeeze directly into water and sugar, then that's not considered squeezing a mashke. It's not considered like tutim v'rimonim. So two reasons why lemon juice maybe is not like tutim v'rimonim, even though people squeeze lemons all the time, either because people don't drink lemon juice as is, or because people don't even squeeze lemon juice as is. They squeeze lemon juice only into water and sugar. According to the second reason, nowadays, where it's well known that you could buy lemon juice in a store and they bottle lemon juice as an independent thing, even though it's then meant to be mixed with other foods. Now it becomes a tzarachiyun, whether you're allowed to squeeze it on Shabbos into a mashka. It could be that now it's in the category of tutim v'rimonim, since it's the derech to squeeze them into their own kelim. So the best thing to do to avoid any shayla is to squeeze it directly into sugar, because sugar is a solid, and we said you're allowed to squeeze into a solid food because that's considered like cutting food in half. It's not considered like making a beverage out of food. You're also allowed to squeeze lemon onto a piece of salmon or something like that, because it's on an ochel. Ukanal b'sif dalet v'da da'ashulchan aruch d'marta l'ischad limanish haynu kodim shenich b'shu avalim kavushim b'melech u'shar dvarim dinam kekvashim u'shlakos u'kdil kamei. This whole heter of squeezing lemons that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is only if it weren't pickled or soaked at some point. But if we're pickled or soaked, so we're going to learn about kvashim later on. So that's going to be sif zayin. That's going to be the very next sif. So it's a limited to fresh lemons. Okay, so now sif zayin. Lischol kvashim peros mina yirakos amenachem b'chametz u'melach kdei shlo yirkavu u'shlakos, to squeeze out pickles or anything that's a vegetable that's been pickled or cooked. Im legufam, if you're squeezing it out to make for a better pickle, sheino tzarech lamayim, because you don't need such a juicy pickle. Veino sochtan el saknam lachil, and the only reason you're squeezing out the juice from it is to make it better to eat. afilu sochet toch kara shein ba'ochel mutter. You're even allowed to squeeze it out into a plate that doesn't have any ochel in it. But if you're squeezing out the pickle juice because you want the pickle juice, mutter lischot toch kadeira sheish ba'ochel. You're allowed to squeeze it into a pot that has food in it, directly onto food. Avlim ein ba'ochel, but if it doesn't have any food in it, aser. Then you're not allowed to squeeze the pickle juice onto an empty pot. Ulrabenu chanano kol shu tzarich lemeimehen chayiv chatos afilu sochel kadeira sheish ba'ochel. And Rabbeinu Chananel holds that when you squeeze pickle juice out of a pickle because you want the pickle juice, you're chayiv chatos even if you're squeezing it directly onto food. Because Rabbeinu Chananel is of the opinion that there is no such heter called squeezing onto food. Meaning we referenced this Rabbeinu Chananel yesterday. The Shulchan Aruch just didn't quote it in yesterday's limud. But there is this sheet of Rabbeinu Chananel that there is no such heter that exists of squeezing onto food. So let's see, Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nachav Gimel Ushlakos Haynu Yarok Uchiyot Shashalkan Kodem HaShabbos V'Nishu Memein Behen. This is talking about vegetables that you cook before Shabbos, and the water that it absorbs remains inside of it. Im legufan rotzalom shesochta mimashka tzafalein vadnivel ben kedel l'sakin gufam la'chila levad vein sarach l'meimehen. If the reason you're squeezing it is not because you're interested in the pickle juice that's going to come out, you just want a less juicy pickle. K'moshe derech l'schot hayarek shekorin salatin l'achashor osam b'mayim. Just like there are a lot of people that will soak their lettuce to clean them or whatever else, and then they'll try to make sure to squeeze out whatever excess water is in their lettuce. You know, now people have salad spinners and things like that, so they're trying to get rid of the water from the lettuce, not because they want the water, but because they want the lettuce to be nice and crispy. So that's not called mefarik at all. Even though the mashka is not holich liibud and it doesn't go into food, it doesn't go down the drain, it's just going to sit there in a bowl. But since your intention is not for the mashka, it's not considered to be a malacha. When it comes to olives and grapes, then it's aser even if you're not interested in the olive juice or the grape juice. Because most people are interested in the olive juice or the grape juice and the oil or the grape or the wine that comes out of it. Chafhei Ella, so this was going on, we said you're only squeezing it to make a royal achila. What did the mutter lechachila lischot lakshin mishumen anivla behen? If you have lakshin noodles that have some oil in them and you want to squeeze out the oily lakshin kugel, im was mishum shein yachal achla mishum shumen harbe shavahen, kein kasu bedrisha v'chayyada mekel mitam acher, to shumen shemafrisha avi gam kein ochel avi kamafer ochel neochel. To squeeze the grease from a greasy lakshin kugel is either mutter for this reason, because you're not interested in the grease, you're interested in making the lakshin kugel better, or because the grease itself is considered an ochel, not a mashke. So you're squeezing out ochel from ochel, and that's going to be mutter. L'toch kara, v'dafka l'tzorch Shabbos, ha'belasu l'slo b'kol gavni l'tzorch motzoi Shabbos. When we're talking about that you're allowed to squeeze into a kara that doesn't have any ochel just to get the pickle less juicy, that's only if you're doing it to prepare the pickle to eat now. But if you want to eat the pickle on motzoi Shabbos, that's hachana, so that's going to be aser. L'toch kadeira, then we said if you need the juice, and that's what you're interested in, the pickle juice, you're allowed to squeeze it into a kadeira that has food in it, because it should be like any other thing that you're allowed to squeeze directly into food. You're allowed to squeeze it into anything that's considered a meichel, just not into anything that is considered a mashka. But if there is no ochel in the pot, and you're just squeezing out pickle juice because you want to collect pickle juice, then it's aser. The alpha gav the shar peros mutter l'schot afilu meimehen u'kanal b'sif aleph. Even though category 3 peros, you're allowed to squeeze for their juices. Shaini hasam she'in shei mashkal mei peros avi kamafer ochel neochel. Because if you're squeezing out a cantaloupe, the cantaloupe juice is not considered a juice at all. It's not a mashka. It's just the juices of the cantaloupe, and it's like part of the cantaloupe. Mashenkin hacha dahayu shei mashka lo mikodem shenivla. But over here we're talking about something that was a mashka before it ever got absorbed in the pickle, before it ever got absorbed in the carrot that was used in your chicken soup. It was chicken soup beforehand. Now it's absorbed in the carrot. V'shayich bo shem schita. So therefore, it could be subject to schita, and that's why it's not in category 3. of the day of Zubar. It's not an issur d'oraisa. This really dvar Torah inu chayiv al schita zeisam v'anav b'levak mosh kosam b'reish hasimin, because it's not category one either. Only zeisam and anavim are going to be chayiv chatos. And then he says, Rabbeinu Chananel, then the Shulchan Aruch introduced us to the sheet of Rabbeinu Chananel, who said that the heter of squeezing directly onto food doesn't exist. There are two points of dispute between the Rabbeinu Chananel and the first opinion. Number one, he holds that if you want the pickle juice, you're going to be chayiv for squeezing the pickle juice out of the pickles. And number two, and the second chiddush is that there's no heter to squeeze onto food. The after kol poskim pligi al said this really the mashka bol yochel kochel dami. Even though all the poskim disagree with chiddush number two, kanal b'sif dalu v'alacha k'devrayim ulkach hisker mechaber daitem b'stama, and we paskin like all the other poskim, not like Rabbeinu Chananel, and that's why the mechaber just quotes the other poskim as the stam mikol mokom hevi gamkin das Rabbeinu Chananel lahoros the tov v'achmir k'devarav. Why does he even bother quoting Rabbeinu Chananel to tell us that it's good to be machmir for the Rabbeinu Chananel? And if you want to be machmir, it's tovel of bracha. It's a really nice thing to be machmir for shitas Rabbeinu Chananel. So let's review what we learned today. In Siv Vav, we said that you're allowed to squeeze lemons. So we had two explanations why you're allowed to squeeze lemons. Either because it's never edible just as pure lemon juice, only when it's mixed with water and sugar, or because you would never squeeze it into just to make pure lemon juice. You would always only squeeze it directly into a food. Now, since that second reason exists, maybe our lemon juice is a bigger problem, because people do squeeze lemons to make lemon juice independently all the time, and then they'll only later mix it in. So therefore, we should probably be machmir about lemon juice. And then Siv Zayin, we learned that to squeeze the chicken soup out of a carrot that cooked in the soup, or to squeeze a pickle for its pickle juice, so if you're squeezing it to make a better carrot or to make a better pickle where you don't need the juice at all, so that's going to be mutter. But if you want the juice, so then if you're squeezing it onto a food, that's going to be mutter. But if you're not, so you're squeezing it into an empty pot, that's going to be usser. And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, even if you squeeze it onto a food, it's still going to be chayiv, because Rabbeinu Chananel holds that squeezing pickles and the like is a chiyuv chatos, and it's a d'oraisa when it's tzarich l'meimein. And secondly, he does not hold of the heter of squeezing onto food. And the Mishnah Berurah just pointed out that even though we do hold of the heter of squeezing onto food, and that's why you can squeeze a lemon onto your piece of fish or something like that, the Shulchan Aruch quotes Rabbeinu Chananel because he wants you to know that it's tavol of bracha if you choose to be machmir for shitas Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Simon Shin Chav, Si'if Ches. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining me this evening.